today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
I want you to be careful about what you say when you're angry, especially to children. As a father or mother, we can shape destiny. Your words should weigh 10 pounds, but God listens to them. And we have the power of life and death in our tongue. Whether it's secret or public, be careful what you do when you're angry. Be careful that you don't spread discord. In other words, you share with people things that they don't know or shouldn't know.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Spiritual Alignment. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 133.
If you weren't here at 8 o'clock, please listen to the early morning service. I did a message entitled Spiritual Alignment, coming out of Psalm 133, and I believe it will bless you as we continue with the series of perseverance. I want to come back with another message on that because I believe the Lord wants us to camp there for a while. So many people are talking about order my steps. I almost entitled this one, Order My Steps, when dealing with alignment. But I believe we need to continue with perseverance. And hopefully, this message on alignment will help you to get your steps in alignment with God's will. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1, it reads like this. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech as men moved eastward. They found a plain in Shinar and settled there. Verse 3, they said to each other, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They used bricks or brick instead of stone, and tar for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth. Verse 5, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible to them. Come, let us go down and confused their language so they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth. They stopped building the city. Look at verse 9. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. Can the church say amen? Amen. Perseverance. Today's message in our late service is entitled Line Up with Purpose. Line Up with Purpose, using Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9 as our text or our backdrop. Father, I give you praise for this moment, and I thank you. With lifted heads and hearts, with joy in our soul, with worthy is the Lamb, for you are holy. We lift up our eyes beyond the hills from which comes our help, our assistance, our augmentation. Our joy comes from you. So thank you for comprehension, understanding. thank you, Lord God, for readiness to receive and our hearts and the spirit to contain. I come against the sores in every man's soul. And Father, I thank you for a soul and the spirit that can contain your word. No leakages, no hemorrhaging. Let it be so in this moment. Holy Spirit, only you can do it. We yield to you in Jesus' name. Help me say it. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. It is a joy to be called your pastor, your bishop. And I'm really grateful to know you. And I'm glad that you pressed your way out to be a part of this service. We had a good crowd here at 8 o'clock as well. And for people to get up on a Sunday morning in times like these to press yourselves out, I know you're tired, you worked all week, and you're giving God some of your time. We want to applaud you on that, because this is what we have to do. The hour is dark out there, and we need bright light in here and in here in your soul, so you can manage your lives in the darkness. A young man came to my office today and said, between services, right before I came out, and he said, Bishop, last week you talked about some type of a situation in the lower abdomen, or some type of gut or gastral problem. He said, that was me. And I've been, you know, waiting a report from the doctor, and you spoke it, said the report is going to come back good. He said, well, it was me. And the report came back good. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Checking me for cancer. And he said it came back good. And I can see a weight lifted off of his face. And I'm serving, and we're serving a God that can turn things around. And I'm glad to be an instrument in his hand. I want to welcome you to suffer with me and be an instrument in the hand of the Lord. It requires alignment. Our confession of faith. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. To act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed, my heart is receptive and ready to receive in Jesus' name. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Do your dance, everybody. Yeah, everybody ought to praise the Lord. I'm trying, y'all. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it. Here in Genesis chapter 11, we see a group of people that were tired of wandering. This is after they come off of the ark. And Noah's son, his youngest son, was cursed because he didn't know how to handle his father's nakedness. I want you to be careful about what you say when you're angry. Especially to children. As a father or a mother, we can shape destiny. Your words should weigh 10 pounds, but God listens to them. And we have the power of life and death in our tongue. Whether it's secret or public, be careful what you do when you're angry. Be careful that you don't spread discord. In other words, you share with people things that they don't know or shouldn't know. Now, you would say, Bishop, I'm cool. But if you share things with people that they don't know or wouldn't know, if they didn't talk to you, it's called it's spreading discord. It causes disharmony. The best thing you can do when you get something that bothers you is to contain it or speak up. Do not share it. If you share it now, you got to understand that this is one of the six things the Lord hates. Yea, seven is an abomination. A proud look, a lying tongue. It also says one that shares discord among the brothers. That means there's a phone call and things are shared to shape a mindset. It's easy to do when you're angry, but you want to be careful. It will come back and bite you. If you're comfortable with that, you need to put that under your feet. I want you to designate a day of fasting to get rid of discord. Because it will bother alignment. It will stop people from coming. It will stop people from aligning themselves with purpose. It will stop people from connecting with each other, which hinders the move of God. And if we become a person to slow down God's move, we're working counterproductive to what God sent us to do. So the devil doesn't have to come in and disrupt the church. He just drops little seeds of anger. We get on the phone and say stuff we shouldn't say. Next thing you know, nobody's working together. We got to be careful. As a pastor, I have to be careful with the 1,000 bites of information that I get. Because if I told you about what your brother did, you may not speak to him no more. Just like you tell people what you heard I did. You don't care about me because you're just angry. But if I were to share the same thing about what I know concerning you, you may not get a job because your employers call me to get the job. And I always speak well. I have never told an employer something that I know about somebody to stop them from getting a job. And I know a lot. But I refuse to share discord and to be used of the enemy to stop progress. Some things you ought to conceal. Some things you should never say as a believer. And I like my mama because she went to grave, man, with a lot of information. My mama kept some stuff, man. And I'm grateful. Where the Agnes at? What are the ones that were born in the 30s and the 40s that know how to handle some stuff? The ones born in the 50s know how to deal with stuff. Hurting yourself but just won't share it. Where Mama Agnes at? We need an Agnes Hall. Thank you, Jesus. And we need the spirit of Agnes in our church today. When people are offended, man, they scatter. Or they scatter others. But this group of people said, we want to build a city for ourselves in Shinar. And so they started building a tower. Now, we always see the building of the tower as a negative thing, but I believe God extrapolated some things out of this text that can help us when it comes to aligning ourselves and lining up with purpose. As I shared with the early service today, I'm starting what I call the G12 model. And that is a model in staff meeting. We do staff meetings every Tuesday here at the church. And my staff is designed for me to lean on, to put some pressure on. You can come out of the monitor slightly, but I like the tone. And so my staff meetings are designed, that's good. My staff meetings are designed to push people into another dimension. I'm looking for strategists. I'm looking for people who can think, who are solution-based, not problem-identifying. In other words, if you bring a problem to me, you come with a solution with it. Well, maybe we can do it this way. Still now, I may not go along with your solution, and you got to be able to handle that too. Because if I got to deal with what you say, that means you in charge. So when you give a suggestion, it's a suggestion. It can't be a command to me. Because I have to make what? The ultimate decision. But I'm looking for a G12 model, and my staff is very polished and we're growing. And what I'm doing is I'm calling it G12 versus staff meeting because I would like to see my staff magnify or multiply themselves by 12. Are there 12 people in the world that can say you mentored them? Are there 12 people in the world that got saved by you? Are there 12 people in the world that can do what you do, or you're having them, that you're teaching them to be able to do what you do, to tithe like you tithe, to give like you do, to be consistent like you, to be able to reserve themselves, to hold themselves, not just to perform, but I'm talking about the core values that you have. Have you been able to pass that on to 12 in your life? I would like to see the G12 model hit all of our ministries. Well, you're duplicating yourself and replicating what you've learned here in the ministry. That's what I would like to see, a staff that I can lean on. I'm standing up pretty good. Been doing it for years, but sometimes I get tired myself and I have to lean on my staff, and my staff can have infection. Staff infection. Staff infection will affect the whole body. If it's in the staff, you'll see it in the body. It'll cover every system. That's why the staff has to be close. And if you G12 model now, you need to start thinking that way about those that you're developing. That's where we're going. And if we think about future now, future needs to be in our meetings. So this month's word is professional. Every month, I'm going to produce a word for my staff. I would like to see us become more professional. Someone engaged in a specific occupation, often acquiring a specific skill set to do something unique. And so with the job classes that I need, administration is very important. Vision casting is important. Flowing with what I'm doing is important for staff now, because staff infection or staff rebellion would say, I ain't with the old man, and start spreading that with other people. I don't like what he do. But if you staff with me, you can't be doing that. Just like if you work as a supervisor on any job, you may not like what they do, but if you're the supervisor, you can't be hanging out in the break room. I don't need staff, man, talking to folk, running miles. Leaders of ministries don't know how to contain themselves when they get angry. You don't know who you are until you cast down. And if you don't have your head screwed on, everything in you will leak out in the carpet. But if you got your head screwed on, I can have a bottle of water, throw it anywhere. It's just going to bounce around and still stay contained. But if you don't have your head together, you'd be saying I too much, or you'll start leaking to congregants. Now we have a bigger problem. So G12 is important. Professional, the word is professional. So how do you handle your skill set? I want you to be professional. When you get upset, I want you to be professional. Take a chill pill. I was telling the early church that I used to work at Sears in their security department. And so I can tell when people shoplift. I'm watching them on the camera. So when I come down to talk to them, right, I stay professional. I didn't go rogue like they were. What you looking at me for? I didn't do all of that. Listen, I need you to step over here for a minute. What are you talking about? I want you to take those panties out of your purse. I don't take no. Listen. I didn't just walk around the corner. You see that thing right there? That's what they call a camera. Okay? I saw you. It still got the tag on it, and I can tell you the color. Now you want to step over here? Now if you work with me, I may be able to help you. You defy it. We're going to call in the big guns. So I stay professional, no matter how they got. And honestly, my professionalism, a lot of time calmed them down. You start going tit for tat now, we got a problem. That's the word for this month, professional. And that's what I would like to see propagated in our ministry. Take it, G12s. Align yourself with it. And let's see how far we get the ball down the road or up the court. I believe if you would just tie in with me and start thinking professional as I'm launching it, and you line up with it, we're going to start lining and see if we can build something. But if you say, I ain't doing it, I'm just going to be me, we're going to have a problem and a glitch in what we're trying to build. Let's talk about the power of purpose. So what is purpose? I believe my simple definition of purpose is the reason or the intent for taking action or doing a thing. The reason or the intention for taking action or doing something. Which lead me now, so since we know the simple form of purpose, which is the reason or intent for doing anything. So if you're looking for purpose, you can join the Purpose Driven Life group. We call it Driven. That's the life group. And you can start getting to discover your purpose. I believe Miles Monroe, God bless his soul, went so deep in purpose that people are trying to find it. Actually, you can discover it as you seek the Lord. But trying to find it, you know, people are so purpose driven that if the person they're married to doesn't mail with them, they say, I need to find my purpose. It will be found in a different marriage. That's what followed Miles Monroe's teaching. God bless his soul. I'm not saying that the man was off. I'm just simply saying purpose went too far. Purpose is described by Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes as the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God and to keep his commandments. That's where you start when you're going for purpose. For this is the whole duty of man, to fear God first, keep his commandments. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 33, seek first kingdom and the righteousness of the kingdom, and all the things that you search for, even your purpose, will be added to you. When you go after God, he will let you know the reason for you being here. That's how it works. When you go after things first, you're going to miss God. So I want to talk about purpose, but from a strength or might perspective. Now, the strength or the power of purpose is in the determination. The strength or the power of purpose is in the determination and unwavering commitment to achieve. The strength and the power of purpose resides in the determination and unwavering commitment to achieve something. So though purpose is the reason or intent for taking action, the strength and the power that comes with purpose is when you are committed, you are determined with an unwavering, unshakable confidence, committed to achieve what God puts before you, whether it is a goal, a certain outcome, or an assignment in your life. I believe the intent is latent. It's latent inside of you, and as you begin to seek the Lord, he will unearth it. I believe purpose is really inside of us. But as you go after him, he will unearth your purpose. You're going after purpose? No, he already put DNA with you. It has to be tied to what is in you already. Has to be tied in a skill set that he already placed in you. And as you start seeking him, you'll start seeing it come up out of you. Glory to God. When I was 13 years old, people in my neighborhood started coming to my house. My mom didn't allow us to really leave home. So I was sitting on the porch, and everybody in our neighborhood, especially older guys, would come and sit with me and talk to me. And she would allow me during school days to sit on the porch of our home and talk to these guys. Most of the time, they did all of the talking, but they would dump what they're going through to me. She would be peeking out the window watching me. Sometime the 1 in the morning. Now, I don't know my purpose, but because I was allowing myself to flow with what's already in me, God was actually unearthing something that he was going to use. Oh, my God. I didn't have to go to the other part of the world or go to school to find purpose. Purpose was in me already. It needed to be discovered.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Spiritual Alignment, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Join us as Truth Revealed celebrates the first anniversary of our TR North campus in Titusville. Come out for a joyful brunch celebration on Saturday, August 9th at 9 a.m. at Isaac Campbell Senior Park Community Center. Cost is just $20 to $25 and includes a special anniversary t-shirt. Don't miss this milestone moment. Register today at truthreveal.org or on the TR app.
Men, don't miss our dynamic men's summer school kicking off Sunday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. We'll be diving into He Motions by Bishop T.D. Jakes, a powerful journey into emotional strength, spiritual growth, and navigating every season of manhood. Grab your copy on Amazon and register today through the TR app or website.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is Perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details.
Stay connected with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag up prayers, and event information directly on your phone. Don't miss out on what's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.